Matt, you are looking absolutely glowing today. What's your secret?
Well, Anna, I've been using this new hydrating tanning mist called Goldie B with two E's.
I'll have to check it out. I've never heard of it.
Go to their Instagram.
I want the fairy tale. I want the Prince Charming.
She, how do I put this, isn't a fan of my kissing style.
So we were boyfriend and girlfriend for about 12 hours. He's in a trash bin. He's non-recyclable. Catch you never.
I love being in love. I love love.
Got a nose job?
No. How would I have had a nose job? You saw me like 3 days ago.
Where's Your Head At is a podcast that talks all things relationships, breakups, reality TV, trending shows, and everything in between.
This is your new go-to destination for laughs, gossip, intimate details, advice, and much more.
Hello, hello. We are back in the studio. We've got our iced lattes in hand because we're in the peak of summer. Hi, Matt.
Hello, Anna. We were nervous that I wasn't going to make it today. Virgin messaged me last night. I'm checking it now at like... Yes. What, like 3 p.m. or something, saying we advise that Gold Coast weather might impact your flight. I sent it across to you. I was like, damn, we might not make it, that hurricane, but it hasn't hit the Gold Coast at all, so we're fine.
We've had a couple of those messages, like since, like when you're in Gold Coast, I feel like those messages come up a lot. I'm like, why?
Did you see when I print screened and sent you the message, me replying to him? One of them.
No,
it doesn't go
you?
Through, but I was like, please don't delay my flight.
Please, for the love of God.
Yeah, and it didn't actually go through, but I always send messages back to them.
Our podcast listeners need us.
Yeah, they need us to come in. Well, we have our iced lattes, yes, but guess what, Anna? Actually, guess what?
What, Matthew?
I have been writing down my icks and turn-ons now.
Thank God.
Yeah, has that come out, that episode where
it's
I say,
come out,
has
yeah.
it, where I say that I don't write them down? Well, here I do. I've been writing
new
them
leaf.
Down. Yeah, new leaf, new me. So, my ick.
He's getting straight in. He's like, I've got them
yeah,
today.
I've got
Let's
them.
Do it.
Well, my ick this week was, so this morning I got on the plane and the air conditioning wasn't working.
That gives me so much, like, severe anxiety.
Well, it's hot.
Severe.
Yeah, I reckon it was like 30 degrees already on the Gold Coast this morning when I was on the plane. And it's a cylinder sitting in the sun with bodies everywhere. And the air.
And everyone's warm breath.
Yeah.
Just like, ugh.
Warm bodies, warm everything. And we're sitting there and I was sweating. And I think they were trying to fix the air conditioning. So we weren't taking off. So we're sitting there even longer. I reckon we're sitting there for like half an hour, 35 minutes. Oh, it was brutal. Like, I had like my the emergency thing, you know, the pamphlet.
Fanning myself down.
You know, the fanning thing, though, is an old wives' tale because once you stop fanning, because you've been moving your body so much, you're actually hot and you've got no cool air. So, for it to work, you have to keep fanning yourself.
I was at the Australian Open and I was in direct sunlight. This is last week.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got given a fan and I was fanning myself the whole time. And it literally saved me because at the Australian Open, they kept opening the roof. So, I would get into the shade and then they'd open the roof more. And I was like, damn,
there's
you
someone
guys.
Sitting in the control box like, as you move it. Yeah, as you're moving seats. Yeah, so the air conditioning didn't work. It eventually came on when we took off. Then went off again. And then that was funny because the person in front of me, I was actually laughing. So I was like, I could imagine if I was on this flight with Tammy, I'd be getting so irritable because his miso was like laying on him and I could tell he was like sweating like and getting real like
agitated.
Yeah, like, babe, get off in. I was like, I'd be the same because I'd be like the same, like a sweaty mess. And his girlfriend was like, what, babe? And he was like, come on, I'm sweating. And he was full like sweating mess. So that was my ick of this week.
That should be illegal to put people on a flight if the aircon's not working. Like, just don't put people on the flight until it's actually on.
I actually think sometimes they will like cancel the flight. And I think that would have been worse because I'd be right now still on the Gold Coast and not in here. So I was like, I'd rather sweat this out than
but
be stuck
that.
At
it's
the airport.
It's just the poor air quality. Like, I feel like on flights, you're so likely to get sick because of everyone's germs in the one cylinder, like you said.
Does the aircon circulate the air though? I think it's just cold air. I'm not sure. I'm not an engineer of a plane. Also, I've got another ick.
Oh, we got two today. Making up for last week.
Making up, aren't I? So, this is for Melburnians only. Micklem Road McDonald's. You are the worst. Oh, sorry if you work there.
Don't
no, actually,
out.
If you work there or you know someone that works there, I'm sorry, but I've had nothing but bad experiences there.
Where is that? What suburb are we talking?
It's opposite, I'm going to say Gladstone Park. It's on the way to the airport. It's the one right before the airport that you get off.
What, Melbourne Airport?
Melbourne Airport,
I've never even heard of Gladstone Park. So, what, they just give you bad orders. They order wrong.
So, today I ordered an oat latte ice latte and I ordered a sausage and egg McMuffin with barbecue sauce. They gave me a normal ice latte and no barbecue sauce. But that's not the start of it. I remember I went in there one time when my mum picked me up from the airport because the drive-thru wasn't working. Again, problem. So we went in and the girl literally like threw me my coffee. Even my mum was like, well, that was a bit much. Like it was weird as I've gone there before. I've ordered a large. They gave me a small coffee. Like nothing but bad experiences there.
Wow, Matt, this is becoming a full-blown call-out. Matt is airing his personal grievances to all of us and we don't actually care.
No, I'm just saying that's my ick.
So you're just saying like if you are passing the airport McDonald's.
But it's an establishment.
Don't go to that one.
Well, it's meant to be a fine establishment that you get off the freeway, you go through the drive-thru, you have a nice experience, you jump back on the freeway. Or you're on your way to the airport, you do the same thing. You know what I mean? Mm. I think there is an amount of trust that we put into that McDonald's and they have let us down.
I've heard it all now. I swear to God, I've heard it all now.
So if you're working there or know someone that's working there, I accept apologies through inbox.
Here's absolute sicko.
What's your
ick? I have a real grievance this week. So I've had a couple of inbox messages today because a YouTube video went up today and I have been included in this guy's YouTube video.
What do you mean?
I haven't. So Matt has no idea about this. This is like if you're hearing this fresh for the first time, I'm going to let you and everyone else listen to this and then I want to get your raw, genuine reaction. But all I will say is I was the most pissed off person on the planet this morning. I had another ick of the week that was put into the bin and this is now.
What are you like in the background or something or is it you?
So he like compiles girls at the gym and like puts them into his YouTube video whilst he has this like opinion. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to play it now. Put your headphones on. Get ready for this shit. It's wild.
A question for you. Should women be able to wear whatever they want at the gym? No. No, they shouldn't. Okay, I'm being a bit facetious. You should be able to wear whatever you want anywhere, but sometimes what you choose to wear has a few repercussions attached to it. I'm not saying you should be assaulted or attacked in any way, but much like looking into the sun, sometimes men at the gym cannot help but look at your entire ass that is exposed because you're wearing booty shorts that are being eaten by your ringer. What I'm talking about in this video is this massive trend that's happening right now. On TikTok and Instagram, it's filled with women in their 20s complaining that men keep looking at them at the gym. But here's the thing. You can see their assholes! And in reality, in these videos, all that's really happening is people are glancing at them as they walk past because you can see their assholes. Now, I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable at the gym. You should be able to go there and train and that's it. But if you are wearing basically underwear, people are gonna look. In the same vein that if you're a man and you're looking good at the gym and you're wearing just underwear and everyone can see your cock, people are gonna look at it. Male, female, everyone. People are just gonna look. This video isn't about genuine creeps that make people feel uncomfortable. That's not what this video is about at all. And the videos that tend to go viral online, they're not about genuine creeps either. They're just people just slightly glancing.
Okay. I just wanna know from a man, what is your initial thoughts on that video? Because I've got a lot to say.
Well, that guy's clearly a misogynist and I feel like he's doing that for like views clout. And for reaction and clout, yeah. Like, surely he doesn't actually think that.
Honestly, watching that video this morning boiled my blood. So I posted a video on TikTok and I think it was like me doing squats and I was like, reasons why I hate going to the gym. And then it was only one reason. It was like number one, men staring at me, which is true. Like I don't go to gyms because of that reason, because it does make me feel uncomfortable. That's like a very lived, true experience. Why are you smiling?
Because I'm just like, do you go to the gym ever?
I've started running. I'm like now a runner. So like I like exercise in my own free time, or like I'll go swimming at the pool. But like, you know what I mean? I don't really like going to gyms because I do feel like there's eyes on you. Anyway, this fucking loser is compiling all of these TikToks, me being one of them, and he's having these like crazy, stupid opinions, like saying, oh, I'm not saying you should get assaulted. Well, no shit. Of course we shouldn't get assaulted. What are you talking about? That's women's exercising clothing. Like, that's what all women wear. That's so just, oh, I'm just like so angry.
How long is that? That video goes for a while. Does he just go on for like a whole eight minutes?
He just bangs on about it. And I just, anyway, we're not going to listen to more of it because I don't even want to give this guy airtime. I'm not even mentioning his name. But I was just like, how could you be so dumb?
Yeah,
and also, like, don't include my video. That's a real lived experience. Don't, like, poo-poo it just because you're a misogynistic fuckface.
I know that my sister's had problems with that at gym. Like, this, like, people stare at her when she works out. It makes her feel uncomfortable, so she's moved gyms as well.
Like, for instance, if I go to the gym, I literally put my AirPods in and I'm, like, focused on what I'm doing. My eyes aren't wandering. I'm not looking around, seeing who's around, like, I don't know. I just think like it's just uncalled for. And I just think to the gym, girls wear leggings, right? And even if they are booty shorts, leggings still show your bum, right? So what are we supposed to do about that? Like, he's kind of like implying, oh, well, it's your own fault.
What do you mean to wear like baggy trackies? So then how do you work out and work out properly?
Yeah. Like, and it's not our fault. I think like keep your fucking eyes to yourself, you freak, and just carry on with your workout.
Yeah. And if some people do want some good active wear that fits perfectly, go get some Sasuke gear, baby. That will help. I know, I agree. Like, that guy's a fucking muppet. And I think he's doing that for, like, you know, the reaction and the, like you said, clout and like the views. And he's trying to ruffle feathers.
It just scares me because he has like 2 million YouTube followers. And I'm like, fuck.
That's a bunch of ignorant misogynists as well, probably.
Yeah, no, but that's scary to me because I'm like, fuck. Like, that's a lot of people who are subscribing to this guy, tuning in. Like, probably like a lot of like young guys would be like regurgitating things that he says. I think that's really scary to me.
Well, if you know a guy that follows him, that's probably a red flag. You probably shouldn't go near that guy. Speaking about me plugging my fiance's stuff, you know, I've got to eat somehow. My turn on of the week is that her book is dropping this week, or it would have dropped yesterday.
She's got a book coming out.
Yeah. It's called Show Up.
Show Up.
Yeah. It's called Show Up. So it's comes out. She's written a book. I'm very proud of her. She's been spending a lot of nights editing it and going over it. So I'm excited to read it. It's probably the first book I read. I'm not going to lie. I told her that.
Start to finish.
I don't know. I mean, the last book I read start to finish was Goosebumps in like year three. My heroes are Arnie Schwarzenegger and I'm still reading his book. And I started that when I was 18.
Have you not finished that?
I reckon I started that when I was 18.
You told me you read that whole thing, you liar.
Well, have you seen how big it is? Total Recall, my unbelievable life story.
I mean, I'm a slow reader, so like I cannot even give you shade on that one because I'm like still reading the same book that I was reading in Bali on my girls' trip when Michael proposed to me.
So it's called Show Up. It's about her life story and it's got some motivation in there as well.
Do you get a special mention in there?
I don't think so, but I actually just messaged her saying book name and then she goes, are you joking? It's called How to Murder Your Husband. it's called Show Up. It's available to pre-order on Penguin, Big W, Amazon and Booktopia. Pretty much everywhere. The link is in her bio.
Aww. Look at you plugging your fiance. I'd love to see it. Very cute.
What is your turn on for the week, Anna?
So, do you notice anything different about me?
Hair.
No.
Teeth.
No.
You got a nose job?
No.
Tanned.
How would I have had a nose job? You saw me like 3 days ago.
Give me your lips.
Yes. And I told you I was getting this done, so you should have remembered.
You got your lip dissolved ages ago.
No, not that.
Lip tattoo.
Oh, fucking hell. It took you long enough. Jesus.
That's right, because you weren't answering my phone calls while you were getting it done. It was and ticking then Matt, me off.
Yeah, I was literally said to him, I'm going in to get a my lips tattooed. And he's like, are you, and then like literally 2 hours later, he's like, are you dead? I was like, rude. I got a face tattoo.
Did it hurt? Is it a normal tattoo style like the gun?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Full blown. So obviously you can't tell that it's been done. It's very natural. Like you literally can't tell. But I have like nothing on my lips. Normally every time I come in to record here, I have like lip liner, I have lipstick or gloss. There? Nothing. I just woke up like
Wait,
this.
Wait, so they put it into your lip?
Yeah. So basically, as you get older, your lip outline starts to go like white or it gets like less. And obviously, I get married. We all know I keep going on about it in like 112 days, very soon. And I was like, I feel like I want to get a lip tattoo, but this could be like the worst idea I've ever had. Like, imagine if they fuck it up and I'm going into my wedding and then I'm like, there's nothing I can do. Like, it's a tattoo. And then I'll have to start getting laser tattoo removal. Like, it could just be an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
Luckily, it wasn't a disaster. I went to Cosmetic Tattooing Skin and Laser. They're in St. Kilda.
So it takes 2 hours for them to tattoo your...
It took about 3 hours.
Did they get really swollen afterwards?
Not really. I mean, I did look like I had a little bit of lip filler. And I was like, ooh, I look good. Maybe I should get some lip filler. Michael's like, ooh, there's lips.
Really?
I was like a big lip liner gal and lipstick gal, like literally always putting it on. And now I haven't had
I know
to use
a
it.
Lot of girls that use lip liner a lot.
Everyone basically, I mean, not everyone, but like a lot of people
I'm
use lip liner.
Yeah, like it's the pencil
and like
thing, isn't
your
it?
Lips. Yeah.
And you draw on, yeah.
Matt just like drew like at the top of his nose.
Yeah, I've seen it done before. Yeah, I see Tammy do it. Yeah,
I'm just gonna be living the au naturel life out in Corfu.
Amazing.
So recommend if you've been thinking about it. I was thinking about it for a couple of years, and I just ripped the band-aid off, did it, and I'm happy I did it. And Matt couldn't even tell, so maybe it wasn't even worth it. Who knows?
Should I get it done?
Let's get it done. Do it. So I just came back from the dentist. I said last week or a couple of weeks ago that I was going into the dentist because my wisdom teeth have been coming through and they've been kind of aching and I feel like I'm teething and it's just been annoying really. Mm-hmm. And turns out I have 3 wisdom teeth in my mouth. 2 of them have already come through. So when I was complaining the other week about how my wisdom teeth are sore, it's come through during that time. So like it doesn't hurt. Like they're 2 of them are fully through. So it's like... Okay. Done. And I have heaps of space in my mouth, so I'm not going to need any wisdom teeth removed. So it's like crisis averted.
Yeah.
Also, the dentist told me that apparently when your wisdom teeth come through, that it doesn't actually move your other teeth. So that's a myth, supposedly. Okay. Which I thought that was pretty interesting because that was like the number one thing that I was worried about, like moving my teeth.
So Tammy and I were hungover yesterday and we started watching in bed Love on the Spectrum.
Oh my God, how good is it?
Which people would say, if you're an avid listener of this podcast, Matthew, you should have watched that when you interviewed Michael. Well, no, I didn't. Guess what, guys? I didn't. I've just started.
That was wrong of you.
To not watch it.
Should have watched it.
I started it, remember?
But now you're realizing how good it is,
yeah,
right?
Now I'm realizing how good it is.
It's just so wholesome.
I did start it before we interviewed Michael, and then I think I watched 1 episode, and then... Just you know what I'm like when it comes to watching shows.
You're just not a big TV guy. Like you love movies.
Love movies, but shows I just can't. Yeah, I don't know. Unless they really get me, like this season did.
Of Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
How cute's Tanner? He's like the tall guy. He's like got a big smile.
Yeah,
he's super friendly.
Yeah,
he works at the hotel.
Yeah, he was cute as well.
He's like literally everything.
He's
like the star.
I loved the couple. They were on a safari, Abby and David.
Oh my God, I love Abby and David. Yeah. And when they sing to each other, it's really sweet.
Is it? Well, I'm not going to give any spoilers to people if they're still watching it because it's new, isn't it?
It's just come out in Netflix in Australia, if you're watching in Australia. I don't know about America, but such a good show, so wholesome, so feel good. And it's just nice. Like, I love seeing people fall in love. We love love here at Where's Your Head At? So it's just nice seeing people, like, meet their matches.
Is Michael going to be on this season? Because I was saying...
I'm not sure. I think he's in London at the moment filming a movie. He's living his London dreams. Yeah.
That's amazing. Good on him.
Yeah. Remember he told us he was going to... Yeah. He's an actor in some movie.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely have to circle back and tune in with him.
Yeah,
and also watch that movie when it comes out. But yeah.
Congrats on that. That's awesome.
Another show that's come out this week is Married at First Sight Australia. I am going to definitely tune in. I just love it every year. And obviously last year we had Claire on and, you know, we just love maths. Will you commit to watching Married at First Sight this year? Because we could actually watch it as a whole podcast.
Should and we could kind of like... Group?
I reckon people will be keen. It's like the number one show in Australia. I feel like we have to watch it.
Do you remember when I were in Sydney and you went on that maths podcast and I was going to go on and I had to quickly binge watch that week of maths and I was hating my life in my hotel room?
And then last minute they were like, you don't have to come in, and you were like, thank God. I was like, oh. I fucking hate this show.
Yeah. There was arguments that were genuinely giving me anxiety. Like the actual arguments, I was watching the guy and the girl have an argument and it was just giving me like PTSD. PTSD of arguments that I've been in where the miscommunication was so just prominent. I was just like, oh, it was giving me full fucking anxiety. I was like, ugh.
But also, I reckon when you watch shows like that, you can see where people go wrong in the communication. Like, you can see it from both angles and you're like, fuck, if only they just came together a little bit nicer to each other, like things could be different. And I reckon like when you watch things like that, that can get really toxic, you can implement it into your own life and it can make your own relationships better. Like when I watch maths, I'm like, fuck, me and Michael have a good relationship.
I mean, you're not on TV and everyone's watching you. Are you watching Love Island All Stars?
I have started watching that as well. So my shows for like this start of the year are going to be Love Island All Stars. Really, I'm loving it. Married at First Sight Australia and Love on the Spectrum. So if you guys want to keep up with the shows that I'm watching, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be watching too. I think that should be the Where's Your Head At shows for this start of the year.
We started Love Island All Stars.
Are you loving it?
Well, we didn't get that far in because you know how it showed like Love Island HQ at the start?
No.
How it was like the Love Island HQ right at the start and it was like showing the things. I said to Tammy, I was like, that's not actually their office. I've been to their actual office. And then she was like, I'm over this. I've got a shit. And then turned it off. And then she
You're
was
being like a know-it-all. Like, let me tell you all the secrets of Love Island.
And she was like, I'm done with this. And we didn't watch
Fair
it.
Fair enough. Maybe we should just watch it in peace. It, like, even for me, like, sometimes, like, if they're playing a game, like, that we played on our season, I have to bite my tongue and be like, this is not about you, Anna. This is Love Island was a long time ago. Just move on with life. All like, right. I literally have to be like, don't. Like,
don't say anything.
We're watching this now. Like, this is their time.
Okay.
We've had our time.
Well, if we give it another shot, I'll just bite my...
But it's a story about me that I can't tell. What? Yeah,
what? I'd just be biting down on my fist the whole time. She's like, what are you? Why is your hand like full of bite marks? I'm trying to hold it. So I came across this tournament diagram or bracket. I'd call it a bracket. You call it a diagram.
If you don't know what that is, maybe just give it a quick Google because we tried to explain it before and it was absolutely...
No good.
We butchered it, really.
We went around the office and literally asked everyone to tell me what to call it here in the studio and we finally got there. So
eventually.
It's the biggest dating red flags in men and I thought that we would...
Find the number one
winner and see what it is and warn all you guys.
So we have to go in rounds. So we're going to go through like 15 rounds of this.
We'll make it quick, guys.
Don't leave us.
And we'll throw some gags and stories in there as well for you guys to hear. You, trust me, it's worth it.
You don't need to bribe them to stay.
I'll give you a Freddo frog if you stay till the end.
Strawberry one?
Yes. Okay, so round one, biggest dating red flag in men is says all his exes are crazy or has black Air Force Ones.
I'm going to definitely say says all his exes are crazy. It's like the number one thing they tell you to look out for as a woman.
But I do say that a lot because a lot of my exes
but
are
But I crazy. Also think, like, men can make women crazy. Like, I believe that. You believe that? Yeah. Like, I reckon I can be two different types of people in a relationship. Like, if you're pushing me to crazy town, I'll fucking go. I'll take myself to crazy town. But if you're being kind, considerate, level-headed, I'm a saint, an angel.
But
of
I do
a girlfriend.
Believe, though, that women make men crazy as well. People that aren't meant to go together make each other crazy.
True. But I'm going to says all his exes are crazy is moving to the next round. So well, put it in. Lock it in.
Just a quick argument. If that was red sneakers, I've always said that all red sneakers are a red flag. I remember my sister's boyfriend rocked up with red.
Her current boyfriend.
Yeah, sneakers. And I was like, Emma, he's got to go, mate. Look at those shoes. He's never worn them back since. Okay, the next round is, and I'm personally taking offense to this, too good at their skincare routine.
Or
favorite movie is Wolf of Wall Street.
Favorite movie is Wolf of Wall Street.
I agree. I mean, what are you, an 18-year-old in 2013? Like, no one's favorite movie anymore is Wolf of Wall Street.
Shooting people down who are listening. Like, oh, fuck.
If you are a grown man and that's your favorite movie.
A lot of grown men's favorite movie is Wolf of Wall Street. I think you'd be surprised.
It was my favorite movie when I was 18.
I'm surprised it's not yours.
When I was 18, it was, and I've done.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
You can't say it's not, but it's just a bit of a red flag.
It's not your favorite movie when you're 30 years old. Sorry.
Round three.
Personally attacked again. I think this whole thing is going to be me getting personally attacked.
Maybe you're just a bit of a red flag. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, maybe. Cannot cook at all versus does not have basic cleaning supplies. Now, I have always said, and everyone that lives with me agrees, I am hygienic, but I'm messy. So I have a lot of cleaning supplies. I'm just messy. I'm hygienic, but I'm messy.
I think if you don't have basic cleaning supplies, that to me is more of a red flag.
Yeah, I can't cook. That's
because
what I'm feeling.
Maybe like if you can't cook, you could still be eating well by ordering good Uber Eats, or you could have like maybe your mum's bringing food over. I don't know.
Maybe you've ordered like, you know, you go buy healthy meals like You Foods and Chef Good and all that sort of
stuff.
Yeah,
you could be ordering in some good food.
Yeah.
But I do think it's attractive when a man has like a really good dish, signature dish that he can cook. I think that's like attractive.
I was in the Uber to the airport this morning and I was like, next time I go up there, I was thinking about the episode we did with Tammy and I was like, I'm going to cook her something.
What are you going to cook her?
Just steak.
Yeah, just make sure it's like good quality of steak.
Okay. Put garlic butter on it. So we'll go with does not have basic cleaning supplies.
Yeah, definitely. That one's through to the next round. Round four.
Fish photos on a dating app or claims he's a nice guy?
I'm going to say claims he's a nice guy. Only because I reckon like the biggest fuckboys that I've ever met, they always have bad reputations. And like me being me, I would like bring it up with them. Oh, apparently you like don't have the best reputation. And they always claim they are a nice guy. And they claim, oh no, that was with other people, not with you. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, that is a red flag. Like, don't claim you're anything. Just be that and then let people say it about you.
I agree. I think that fish photos on Instagram are a no-go if you're a guy listening trying to find a girl. Like, No girl wants to see you holding a fish.
But I love fishing.
Well, I was saying this the other day.
I love going fishing. It's so fun.
On the Gold Coast, I think it's like I've got to either take up fishing or surfing. Like, either one. And I know I can't stand up on a surfboard. So
6'6", yeah, head first.
I tried to paddleboard once. It was failed. So, I think I might have to take up fishing.
Fishing is really fun. It's also really peaceful because you have to be quiet. So, it's like, you know, you're just waiting. I think it could be good for you.
I heard that's an old wives' tale. That's just what they say.
Yeah, it scares away the fish.
I've heard that's an old wives' tale. But it's just what people say to shut people up that they're with.
So we're going to say...
I'm going to say claims he's a nice guy. Because if he's claiming...
Claims he's a nice guy.
Because if he claims he's a nice guy and he's not a nice guy, that's a red flag.
Exactly.
What happens if he is a nice guy?
Well, then you wouldn't claim to be a nice guy because you'd just be one and people would say it about you. You don't need to be self-proclaimed. You just claimed it.
But I haven't... Round five is mattress on the floor or long passcode on their phone. Which is hilarious because I remember I started dating this girl one time and I actually was in between moving houses and my mattress was on the floor. And then she sent me a meme and it was like, not all guy has all these things. And it was like, I can't remember the other two, or a bed frame.
You didn't have a bed frame. That's hilarious.
I was pissing myself.
Definitely the mattress on the floor for me. But also, like, what's a long passcode?
So, like, when they lock their phone to get back in, it's like a lot of numbers. Mine is so obvious. I probably shouldn't tell what mine is.
Don't tell what yours is.
Someone slides my phone. But I've had mine since the day I got my phone in year 9.
Yeah.
It's the same 4 digits.
I think, like, if you're dating, I think the mattress on the floor is worse. Because,
yeah,
like, you're not really going to look in someone's phone, so who cares if they have a long password? But and then if you start dating, like, you'll know it anyway.
But if they have, like, a long passcode, it means they're trying to hide something, I feel.
I'm still going to say mattress on the floor.
Round 6, and this one is the most personal I've ever had it. Has a podcast versus has temper tantrums.
Matt Zukowski, eat your heart out. Why is having a podcast a red flag? Like, if I met a guy who had a podcast, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. And then I'd, like, binge it and be like, let me find out everything about you.
Sounds about right, doesn't it?
I'm going to say has temper tantrums is definitely more of a red flag.
I agree.
Because that's, like, grow up a little bit.
Well, we watched Star Wars over the weekend. And anyone who's familiar with Star Wars, Anakin is trying to riz up Padme. Queen Amidala, this is going over your head.
This is going well over my head.
But he starts having, I turn to Tammy and I'm like, boy, he's having temper tantrums way too early with this girl that he's trying to, like, you know, tune. And he was like, have it. And then, yeah, it was a bit of a red flag. He does turn into Darth Vader, spoiler alert, anyone. So she probably should have seen that red flag.
So if you see a temper tantrum whilst dating someone, run, ladies, don't walk.
Yeah, they're going to turn into Darth Vader. So temper tantrums has won that round.
Round 7.
Obsessed with weightlifting or follows an excessive amount of Instagram models?
Oh, this is a no-brainer. Follows an excessive amount of Instagram models. Why would that? That's not even in the running.
I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with weightlifting, but I feel like I weightlift a lot. And I think that if you are into that, it shows that you're into health and into well-being and looking after yourself.
Yeah.
I have unfollowed everyone. We spoke about this last week.
Matt is going absolutely on about unfollowing everyone. Everyone's going to go to who you're following now and be like looking to make sure.
And to be fair, and I've said this before in a podcast episode years ago, I said that, like, it's a bit unfair because I know people through the modeling industry and I've now gone and unfollowed everyone. So,
am I still followed?
I think you made the cut.
It's been tough out there.
So follow an excessive amount of Instagram models.
Yeah, no brainer.
Okay, last one of round 1. Weirdly close with his mum or guy who plays the guitar when no one asks.
So you're weirdly close with your mum and Michael plays the guitar. So who are we going to say?
The guitar.
I think being weirdly close to your mum is nice.
Yeah,
I mean,
a lot,
like,
of people
what
say
does
that.
Weirdly close mean, though?
What's weirdly close? Like, I mean, are she doesn't tuck, like, me into bed or anything like that. Like, I mean, I just go to her for
You'd
advice.
Fucking hope not. No,
I mean, I just go to her for advice and we chat.
I think that's nice. Playing guitar. If you play guitar, then you could be in a band, like Michael,
but
lead
no one's
singer
asked,
of a band.
No one's asking him to play. And it's on that Ken on Barbie, like him pulling out the guitar.
Yeah, like, it's probably guitar.
It's guitar.
It's definitely guitar.
It's guitar.
Sorry, honey.
So we move to the next bracket. Says all his exes are crazy or favorite movie is Wolf of Wall Street?
Says all his exes are crazy.
I agree. Does not have basic cleaning supplies. Claims he's a nice guy. Claims he's a nice guy.
Does not have basic cleaning supplies. Like, that is a bit of a red flag.
Yeah, but who doesn't have basic cleaning supplies? Spray and wipe or something at some point.
Okay,
so bed on the floor versus has temper tantrums.
Temper tantrum.
Agree.
All the way. Getting down to the nitty gritty.
Next one is follows an excessive number of Instagram models or the guy who plays a guitar when no one asks.
IG models.
I agree. The semi-finals
now.
So
we're down to the final 4. I hope you guys, like, feel like we're making the right choice
and
with
these. And if we don't, let us know on our Facebook page which one we should have gone with. So it is now, says all of his exes are crazy or says he's a nice guy.
Says all of his exes are crazy. Do you agree?
Yes, yeah. I agree. The next one is has temper tantrums or follows an excessive amount of Instagram models? That is a hard one.
IG models. Well, like, temper tantrums aren't good, but following IG models, like, their eyes are looking elsewhere.
Okay, I agree. So we're down to
final two.
Says all his exes are crazy or follows an excessive amount of IG models. I know what I'm going to go for on the count of three.
So what are you going to say? You're either going to say exes are crazy or IG models.
Yeah.
Three,
two, one.
IG models.
So
basically the biggest red flag in men is if they follow IG models and it's there in plain sight for everyone to see.
Literally.
It's literally there for Tom, Dick and Harry, your mum and dad and all people of the world.
So let us know if you agree or disagree, if we missed one out even, or one should have made it to the final that we didn't have. Go to our Facebook page and let us know.
Let us know. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into our episode. We love doing these episodes. Please keep supporting our podcast by giving us a 5-star review. It really means the world to Matt and I. And until next time, bye.
See ya.